The Ghana Culture Forum was founded as a non-partisan civil society consultative forum 6 years ago, and it currently has about 84 associations. The 2018 Ghana Culture Day was characterized by a display of the country's rich, diverse culture. There was an art exhibition from the Ghana Association of Visual Arts, Ghana Heritage Conservation Trust, and the Bureau of Ghana Languages, among others. The Minister of Planning, Professor George Janbafo, mentioned initiatives aimed at strengthening the regulatory framework in the sector.
Government will prioritize the following interventions for necessary action: completing the process for providing an appropriate legal and regulatory framework for promoting the creative arts and for protecting intellectual property rights; reviewing and updating the cultural policy framework and ensuring its implementation. To ensure that these policies are implemented, the Ministry of Planning is working with the National Development Planning Commission to ensure that these priority interventions are integrated in the MDS and MMDS medium-term development plan.
The Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Catherine Afeku, challenged players in the sector to have a positive change of attitude to enhance the sector's activities.
Those of you have seen the Black Panther. That's why I had to acknowledge Uncle Owens. The power of culture. When you watch the recent all-black cast movie showing a strip of Kente, I sang hallelujah. Yes. Ghana is championing culture on all fronts. How do we monetize our arts? It's our attitude that must change. First and foremost, for this sector to be taken seriously, it is our attitude that must change.
She appealed to all associations working in the creative arts sector to join the culture forum to make it formidable.
That was Nathaniel Nati's report.